The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our Common Sense Show. Lively show today. Again, I want to welcome all our listeners up in Alaska, KFAR 660 AM up in Fairbanks, Alaska. The light shows up there, unbelievable. The aurora lights up there coming from that break in the sun that took place this week. And just so much going on up there. I'd love to be up there in Alaska. The weather's warm, 73 degrees today up there, I think. Really a great place to be versus the 98 degrees we are down here in Louisiana. So what we'll do, we will forget about the weather and talk about the future a little bit. You know, we're so swept up in so many drastic changing events. The world is changing not just weekly or daily, but almost in the hour. And you raised the question about the state and flux we're in today, the changing world we're in. What's our future like? Where are we heading? Is America in decline? What's our national defense status? All these questions are ployed, and we've got futurists that look at this kind of thing. You go back to megatrends and the third wave, Alan Toffler, and over the years there have been futurists that take a look at the trends and the direction we're heading. One such futurist is a guy named Matthew Burroughs. He's former counselor of the National Intelligence Council, written a fascinating book called The Future Declassified. And you can find that book on our website here at www.jimbrownusa.com. Got him as our guest. We're going to talk about the future, what we can look forward to, and some of the concerns we have in looking at our whole national defense apparatus. Matthew, welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really a delight to be on your show.
Well, let me ask you this. We seem to get so caught up in our lives, our daily lives, and then world events seem to change at such a rapid pace. To me, it would seem like there's never been a harder time for someone is trying to look into the future and project what direction we're heading, because things change so darn much. What kind of challenges is that for someone like you that look into the hourglass or the future glass to see just where we're heading as a country?
Well, I think it is a very complicated situation. Actually, that means that you know, those who do look or try to look into the future are more than ever needed. When I worked in government at the National Intelligence Council, we knew that policymakers needed a mental framework by which to think about the future, and that was really the origin of the work that I did there. And I think, you know, there are clear-cut certainties that you can more or less bank on. Then there are the high number or growing number of uncertainties. I would say in the certainties realm, I mean, we know that this world's going to have a lot more powers. That's why we call it multipolar. So there's going to be the Chinas and Indias and others that are going to be economically competitive with us. And that makes it much more difficult. At the same time, you know, there is a huge middle class growing out there in the rest of the world, and that's good for American businesses. A lot of those middle classes want to have the same sort of life that we do.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me hit a few specifics, and then we'll talk about some general long-range trends. But When there are those projections to say that America is in decline, is America really in decline, or are many other countries, because of changes and their increasing educational level and manufacturing and other items, kind of catching up a little bit more? Which is it? Are we declining, or is many other parts of the world catching up with us?
Well, they're essentially catching up with us. But that does mean that, you know, we're in relative decline in the sense that if you look at after the Second World War, we produced 50% of the world's GDP. We now produce something like 18%, 20%. And that's because other powers are out there, China, Asia principally. But, you know, we should look on that as a great thing because in many ways we designed the system after 1945 so that others could actually rise up. And I think overall, you know, that does present problems. As we see, we have a China that's a lot more aggressive in its neighborhood. But at the same time, I think overall that's been good for us, for our influence, for our businesses.
The other thing is, wish you'd comment on this question. There is a great concern over international corporations traveling throughout the world, number one. And number two, the neocons want us to be very aggressive in terms of protecting American interests worldwide. And that's hard for older folks to take a look at. It used to be that, you know, we would kind of go help our allies and fight these battles. But basically, our world was in the United States. The businesses were here. You didn't have Apple that was operating worldwide. You didn't have Coca-Cola that was making 80% of their profits outside the United States. We were very specific on American cars. There weren't that many foreign imports. And so this whole global economy has put us into not only economic change, but it also raises the questions about how far do we extend ourselves militarily. And yet a lot of the American people don't want to get too involved. There's a real turmoil going on, it seems like, in this country today, whether we kind of protect ourselves and look after our own or really jump into an international situation, as we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan, can be a real tar baby, can get you very, very involved, cost you tons of money, and that's a hard way to get out. So is there a middle ground there, or are we struggling for this middle ground as a country? That's a big question, I know.
We're struggling for the middle ground. I mean, I don't think you can be all in or all out, so to speak. And I think we have to watch that, you know, the military expenditures, certainly that what we did in Iraq and Afghanistan were very costly. It's not clear what the benefits were. In fact, you could say some of the situation we see there, in especially Iraq now with the growth of ISIS, is because when we went in, we as Colin Powell said, we broke it, and you know, they're still recovering from really the change and dislocation that was caused by our invasion. At the same time, I don't think you can totally withdraw either. You know, ISIS, to go back to that example, presents a threat. I don't think we should be thinking necessarily always of military action. We also have to think about other means, particularly, you know, on our business interests and others, and promoting those abroad. I'm tilt a little bit more towards being very restrained, simply because I think we have been too aggressive and assertive.
Yeah, you see the Russians, for example, they use their money to fund troops and to send weapons in, but you don't see them, you don't see their handprints of a major consequence in the Middle East. And yet we've got a president now that's calling for massive interaction. Not only have we gone into Iraq and Afghanistan, now Syria. Now we were all for getting rid of the president of Syria. Now he's become our ally. And it gets so complicated. And I'm going to throw a few more at you now that I've kind of stirred the mess. Got to take a break right now. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Matthew Burroughs. He is a former counselor of the National Intelligence Council, written a fascinating book called The Future Declassified, Megatrends That Will Undo the World Unless We Take Action. We'll come back and talk about what action we need with Matthew Burroughs. This is Jim Brown. Our website and his book is on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back and try to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we we got out our crystal ball. We're trying to peer into the future, even though things are pretty upending in the world today. But you've got to think about the future and see where you're going. My guest is Matthew Burroughs, written a fascinating book called The Future Declassified, Megatrends That Will Undo the World Unless We Take Action. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Before I ask that specific question to you, Matthew, I want to ask you this. Talk about the haves and the have-nots. This country, this world is full of the haves and the have-nots, and in fact, some of those divisions have even expanded greater than they were some years back. And we've been finding that internally within our country today, and the haves and the have-nots, the difference has expanded dramatically. What are we going to be like 25 years, 50 years down the line? Is this trend going to continue? Or because you talked about some countries, we've seen China, we've seen India, that have raised their standard of living, but you still got a lot of poorer countries in the world. How do you see that division taking place in the years to come?
Well, I actually see good news on the front of, you know, the lessening inequality between countries. So you've had, you know, the rise of Asia, so you've had this growth of a middle class. They're more or less what we would call lower middle class. They're not really wealthy, but they have enough to actually buy houses, cars, save for their children's education. You're seeing that, you know, we could envision the end of extreme poverty. So these are people who live under $1.25 a day. That sort of thing may disappear over the next 25, 30 years. The big issue is really within societies. And we've seen, you know, real growing inequality. And that's also in Asia. I mean, you know, the billionaires in China is a huge problem. I see another problem actually in the nearer term, and that is that the U.S., Europe, the middle classes there haven't done that well out of globalization. In fact, they've not done they've done worse than the emerging global middle class. So the middle class elsewhere has done much better than the middle class here.
Okay, well then let's go to the next step. Then let's talk some of these trends. Will take place, and maybe they're not ideal, but they're going to happen, and we just have to deal with. But there's other trends that really can cause massive problems. I just pick, you know, you take the defense situation where it used to be you had the Russians, you had us, and there was a standoff. Everybody took care of their own side. You didn't have the terrorist situation with bombings, with bombings in Boston and the immigration problem where someone can walk across the border with a bomb. So where do you see some trends taking place that we've got to undo, or we've got to deal with, that could really cause us some massive problems in the future?
Well, certainly on the terrorism, I don't see that going away. I mean, I see that we will have to deal with it, and we've already dealt with it in the way that we've hardened our borders. You haven't seen major terrorist incidents here since 9/11. We have to be on our guard against the new threat in ISIS simply because there's so many Westerners who went to fight and they have passports, so it's easier for them to get in. A lot of this is Europe, but also get back into the U.S. I think, you know, for some of these other threats, I talk a little bit about bioterrorism. I mean, there we need to be more proactive. It seems to me you're at this point in terms of the technology. It's really exploding. Much greater access by individuals who don't have PhDs in bioscience, but they nevertheless can make organisms. And some of them can be trying to make, you know, viruses and other things. The FBI is aware of that threat. They're, you know, out there in the network trying to figure out if there are any bad apples. I worry about that, you know, that it can happen quite quite quickly and quite easily, but the other thing, it can happen overseas. So, and affect us. And in fact, I have a scenario in the book talking about a group that makes a lethal virus in Indians and begins to spread it. And unfortunately, you know, our borders are, because everybody is flying everywhere, and they're quite porous when you're talking about viruses or diseases.
Yeah, you know, that's scary. That's scary. So, well, do you think leadership in our country comes from a variety of forms? Obviously, the president and Congress, but you've got leadership within universities. You've got business leadership. You've got the Bill Gateses of the world that are trying to bring some direction and trends in a variety of diseases and in education. With all that working in a democratic system that's so open and there's no real push, you know, it's easy to make major reform in China if you're the top guy and you say, we're going to do this, and everybody does it. There's a struggle in this country to find a consensus. So out of all the leadership we have and the struggles we have in defining leadership, are we prepared for the future in America, do you think?
No. I mean, that's why I wrote the book. I mean, I really think that we have enormous things going for ourselves, but political leadership is not one of them at this point. And in many ways, you need that. You need a strategy. Other countries have it. And, you know, I think the absence of it, part of this may be because, you know, at the end of the Second World War, we were so far ahead of everybody that and that kind of attitude that you don't really have to work at this, it just comes, that maybe has infected us ever since. But I think, you know, the world outside has changed. It's a lot more competitive. I mean, we do need to make some big decisions, and we need to, you know, I talk about in the book, education is one of the areas where we've been falling down. Building infrastructure is another one. You know, anybody who travels abroad knows that a lot of other countries, even in the developing world, have much better airports and railway and highways and everything else than we do now.
Well, you raise some troubling questions and some fascinating scenarios for the future. We sure glad you spent some time with us today. Matthew Burroughs, author of The Future Declassified, Megatrends That Will Undo the World Unless We Take Action. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Matthew, have a nice weekend. Sure glad you joined us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Take care. Interesting guy, and the future obviously is something we got to focus on. Hey, we're going to take a little break right now. I've got so much to tell you, so just freshen up your coffee and get comfortable. I'm going to hit a bunch of hot news topics when we come back, and we're trying to go, as always, try to make a little common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either a PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, so much about what I want to talk to you about today. So many things in the news. Let me kind of hit some highlights and tell you a few things. First of all, you're an old guy like me. You're kind of sentimental. Remember this song? Remember this song? Well, I'm going to try to get this song for you now up here. I don't know if I can get it or not. No, I can't. Well, technically, I had it all set out, and now I haven't got it worked out. Frankie Valli. Remember Frankie Valli, the Four Seasons? Have you seen the show Jersey Boys is traveling all over the country? The guy that wrote his famous song, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, a guy named Bob Crew. I followed Bob Crew. Wrote a lot of great songs that the Four Seasons sang, Walk Like a Man and Ragdoll and all those great Frankie Valli songs. Then he sang a song that a local guy down my way, a guy named John Fred, made a huge hit called Devil with a Blue Dress and Oh Golly Miss Molly, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And I love all those old songs. Well, the guy that wrote them all, Bob Cruz, died this week. Bob was 83 years old. Portrayed in the movie, remember Clint Eastwood did a movie of the Jersey Boys, and he was portrayed in both the Broadway show as well as that movie about the Jersey Boys. So, interesting songwriter, very emotional songwriter, kind of hyped it a little too much, but in any event, he was very popular back in the over the period of time by making that just great song. All right, here we go. Let's see it. Here we go. See if you remember this. Okay, I got it here finally.
Not just a good job.
And what a great song by Frankie Valli, written by a great songwriter, Bob Crew, who died this week at 83 years old. Big election coming up on Thursday of this week, coming up just a few days in Scotland. And this is interesting because it has an effect on what's going on in the rest of the world. Now, I'm mostly Scottish. I think I'm about 80% Scottish. I fly the Scottish flag outside my house. The American flag is there, and I fly that flag, but I also have the Scottish flag because there's so much interest in this huge election. And the Scots are saying, we want to get free. We've had our fill of England. We want to split and get free. And there's a referendum as to whether this can take place. Economically, it probably doesn't make any sense for Scotland to split from England. But it's a very emotional issue. If you've seen Braveheart, you can see Mel Gibson's emotions about Scots versus England in that wonderful movie. Watched some of it again over this last weekend. There's a passion within Scotland of their individuality that you see in so many instances in so many motion pictures. And Sean Connery is a great supporter of Scotland having its own independence, the marvelous actor. In any event, they vote on Thursday this week. The polls are running dead even right now. It's about 50-50. No one has it's going to turn out. If the referendum to split from England passes, and there's about an 18-month negotiation with the British government about the terms of the divorce, and it'll take place later on. They got some big issues, though. What do you do with the money? Do they continue with the pound? Britain's saying we're not going to allow this to happen. What about national defense? There's huge submarine bases up there. They'll get together and all that kind of thing if this referendum passes. Probably, although my heart is in Scotland, probably not the best thing economically. But if it happens, it happens. And the trend is that around the world, many small countries are looking for this thing to happen. Catalonia in Spain, the largest internal state within Spain, wants to split off, saying that they're paying way too many taxes, and they want to split off. And you've got these secession movements going on in many, many countries. You see a lot of this in the Kurdistans, in the stands out of Russia, of countries wanting to split off. We've seen a lot of this with Ukraine, the whole fight over Ukraine. Succession is something that has been part of so many countries in this world today who have split off. You saw the Croatias and you saw what happened in Yugoslavia. Most of these things happen without violence. As in Scotland, they're going to do it through a referendum. The worst example of how succession was attempted was in the United States, the Civil War. And it's just unfathomable to me, and I know that Abraham Lincoln is a very popular president, and some think the greatest president, but I just can't fathom a leader putting us into that massive war. You know, the Civil War, the figure now has been upped by Civil War scholars to over 1 million people killed in that war, and then another 1 million that were killed after the war. You know, slaves were freed or people tried to get back home, and there was no hospitals, there was no sanctuary. They died from dysentery and hunger and so many problems. So we lost several 1 million people in the Civil War. That would be the equivalent to 12 or 14 million people today. What would you think if George Bush or if Barack Obama did not take definitive action to keep brother against brother, family against family, fighting each other with so much mayhem and death where you lose 14 million people? I can't fathom that kind of thing going on. But we didn't handle it well at all. There should have been some way to peacefully free the slaves in this country and allow this not to happen in this way. Well, I'm glad to see that we don't see those kinds of issues in most of the succession fights going on in Spain, in Scotland, that are going on right now. In any event, the Scots have got this major election coming up on Thursday, and it's going to be fascinating to watch in terms of their future. I happen to love England. I went to school over at Cambridge University in England, and traveled extensively through Scotland, and I want to go. In fact, I'm hoping in the spring to go to a monastery over in Scotland. I've got some friends who've gone to a monastery over in the Isle of Skye on the western coast of Scotland. So I'm very interested in what's going to happen up that way, and we'll talk about it next week in the show. Big election on Thursday there. By the way, I mentioned flying the Scottish flag, which I do. On the front of my home, I always fly flags. I love flags. I've got right now the American flag that I always fly. That always flies in, on my office and my home. That 365 days a year, I fly the American flag. Then I alternate other flags. I've got a flag in my front porch right now that says, "In the fall, fire them all." In the fall, fire them all. Get rid of all those folks up in Washington, D.C. None of them have served us well. Get rid of them all. Start from scratch. I love that flag. And the third flag I'm flying right now is the Scottish national flag because of this election. I'm not saying I'm pushing it for Scotland to cut loose, but just to emphasize my Scottish roots and how important this is to the Scots, the British, and to a lot of us throughout the rest of the world. At other times of the year, I fly my LSU football flag, my New Orleans Saints football flag. I got a Christmas flag. I got an Easter flag. I've got a 4th of July flag. I love to fly flags. Why I tell you this is that you folks listening down in Florida, and we've got a lot of listeners down in Florida, in Ocala, Florida, the public officials there have an ordinance that you can't fly any flag but the American flag and the Florida state flag. Can't fly any other flag. So there's this guy that lives down in there in Florida who's got a flag that is kind of the Tea Party flag. It says, "Don't trend on me." And under the city's ordinances, you cannot fly any flag but the United States or the state of Florida. Other flags are completely prohibited. I couldn't put a Christian flag up, a Jewish flag, if I was Jewish. You can't fly any flags on your home or your business. It's completely outlawed in the state of Florida. And there's a family called the Greensburgs that have a small business there. They want to call what is called a Gadsden flag. This picks a yellow field bearing the image of a coiled snake and the words, "Don't trend on me." Can't find $500 a day, you're fine. Look, that's a direct violation of free speech. And let me tell you what, you come down and try to take my flags, you're going to mess with a tough hombre down here. I've got a right to fly those flags. You float folks in Ocala, Florida, keep flying those flags. Tell those folks to go jump on the lake. That's a violation. It's a criminalization of your freedom of speech, and it's just dead wrong. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Still got a lot to talk about. Rant and rave a little bit here. Freshen up your coffee. Check my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. And you know what? I'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, sickness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
All you folks out in California seem to be getting real, real excited, particularly in Santa Monica. Our listeners in Santa Monica, I don't know if you're one of the folks doing it, but they're lining up for hours in front of a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Now, Dunkin' Donuts is primarily on the East Coast, and so customers are getting the Dunkin' Donuts to come on in, and for some reason it's created a wave of excitement out there. People are sleeping out for the new Dunkin' Donuts in Santa Monica. They spent all night sleeping out, camping out overnight for the 6 a.m. opening of the state's second donut shop out that way. And even after they've opened for a week, there's still waits as long as 45 minutes. People stand in line for 45 minutes to get a donut. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding. Look, I love donuts. We've got Krispy Kremes primarily here in the South, a North Carolina-founded donut operation. All you listeners up in Statesville and a number of cities we have listening to us in North Carolina, you know that I think in Winston-Salem, Dunkin' Donuts was founded. I used to love Dunkin' Donuts. I've gotten a little healthier and kind of watch what I eat. Nothing. Occasionally a good donut tastes very, very well. Would I camp out all night long to wait in line? And the line, I'm looking at the Boston Globe, a picture in the Globe. I was up in Boston last week, went up to see the Red Sox play in Fenway Park. And I'm looking at the line in the picture, and the line goes back as far as I can see, people waiting a long, long time. Some people in Santa Monica, 31 hours they waited to get an iced vanilla coffee and some Munchkin donuts from Dunkin' Donuts in Santa Monica. Man, I thought you folks in California, my listeners in Banning, California, and other California stops, I know you like to eat. I thought you're pretty healthy out that way. Stand in line for 31 hours for a donut? give me a break. We make great donuts down here in the South, but nothing I'd wait for 15 minutes for, 5 minutes for, not for 31 hours. Hot news out of Santa Monica, California. Happiest cities in America were announced this last week. We're going to love this. I know we're a happy gang down here where I live, but 6 of the 9 happiest cities in America, according to this new survey put out by the U.S. National Bureau of Economic Research, was here in my home state of Louisiana. Unbelievable. Other happy cities, Rochester, New York, Rochester, Minnesota. You guys out there in Rochester, Corpus Christi, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, and Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We got listeners in all those cities. Interesting enough, the most unhappy city in America is New York City. New York City, and we've got a lot of listeners in New York City, and I'm just amazed that that is considered the most unhappy city in all of America. WVNJ, 1160 AM, you folks listen to us up that way. Atlantic City, you folks didn't come in much better. There's a lot of problems in Atlantic City with the closing of the casinos and its economic. I think that the problem in New York City is the economy, quite frankly. Not that the economy is not good. If you got a hedge fund, you're a hedge fund operator, you're a gazillionaire. But the problem is the cost of living is so dramatic in New York, so high that people can't afford to live there. I've got a daughter that lives up there. I've got nieces and nephews, and we have a place up there. My family's kind of got a community condominium up there. I go up about once a month. I'm back and forth from New York City. And what I find is that the vast majority of people don't live there that work there. If you go into the restaurants and all the shops, these folks live in New Jersey. They live in other parts of New York, but they commute in an hour and a half a day. They can't afford to live there, and I can see why. The restaurant food is good, but it's twice the amount you'd find in many other good cities throughout this country. I wrote a column this week. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I write a column every week, and if you go to my website, by the way, and sign up, give me your email address, I'll send you notices about the column and who's going to be on our radio show. So go ahead and do that. It's jimbrownusa.com. In any event, I talked about the things that I think are important in making you happy. And I talked about the 5 F's that I referred to. My 5 F's that make people happy, in my opinion, where you live in your community, why you're a happy community, are these 5 F's. Family, faith, food, fixin' flats, and football. And I'll tell you what I mean. Now, food. I mean, having a good meal, and it doesn't have to be a gourmet meal. We're very fortunate down in Louisiana where I live to have New Orleans, which I think is the best food in America, on a per capita basis or in numbers of restaurants. You can get great meals in so many other locations throughout this country, but they have such a concentration down there. And they're very reasonable. They're not outrageous. You go to New York City, they've got fine restaurants, but they just cost an arm and a leg. So affordable, reasonable food. I like country cooking. I like good vegetables, and I've got a big garden. I don't know about you. I've got turnips, and I've got squash, and I've got you name it. I've got my garden. We're just planting some tomatoes and okra. I've got some okra. I'm going to pick some okra later on this afternoon. All in our garden. All makes up the quality of food we eat. So I think good, affordable food makes you happy. Is my point. I lay that out as food. I think family is a consistency in making you happy. One thing about New York is so many people are transplants. Their family live all over the other part of the country. We're in so many of our communities. We grow up with friends and we stay in our community. I know it's great to be transplants, but I think you're happier if you've got a lot of your family around you, which I don't find a lot of New Yorkers that do, in my opinion. And then faith. I don't know how religious you are. I'm very historically religious, where I like to go over the history of religion. I talk a lot on my show, if you're listening for the first time, about the Bible. Talk about the book of James. I was named after the disciple James, a simple religion. Down my way, we have a lot of simplicity in our religion. I think that the good Lord said if you want to be saved, you do 2 things. You believe in Him, number one, and number two, you do good works. That's about it. No pomp and circumstance or anything like that. That's about it. So I think religion, having a faith, you may not be able to define a faith in line with all your neighbors, but you have some faith. You don't have as much faith. In New York City, for example, I saw a recent poll that shows that only about 32% up there consider themselves religious. That's not a very high number. That's a factor in making you happy. Now, if you want to live that life, look, you live your life, I live mine, I'm a libertarian, I want to be left alone, I want you to be left alone. But faith is a factor in, I think, making you happy. Then I talk about fixing flats in my column this week. Now, what does fixing flats have to do with someone being happy? No, that's not just another Jeff Foxworthy humorous put down, if you know the Southern comedian Jeff Foxworthy. Folks, I think in communities that are more self-sufficient are happier. I think where you've got neighbors that pitch in and lend a hand, volunteering, I think if you volunteer in your community, I think if you do things that are make you self-sufficient, like the garden that I mentioned, all these that, you know, in so many of your bigger cities that don't come across as that happy, everyone seems to be too busy, too self-absorbed, oblivious to those beyond their own immediate circle. And I think in communities that are happier, you've got a wider circle, whether it be in your volunteerism, whether it be in your church work, whatever you happen to take on. And the final F I mentioned is football. That's easy this time of year. So September means football. And tailgating outside of of your home football team, we do that at Tiger Stadium in my home of Baton Rouge, and the Saints in New Orleans. But you do it wherever you happen to live. And I think that football to me is just one symbol for intense athletic participation at all ages, from high school sports to golf courses where you go out and hit a golf course, where you barbecue on the weekend, you're getting out, you're cleaning up your yard. I find that people that do that, again, are more satisfied. Being outdoors gives you more pleasure, and therefore it's a factor in your being happy. So I don't want to put down my friends in New York. As I say, my family's up there, and I'd love to go to New York City. There's so many wonderful things to take in. But as far as the overall population, you put those items together, and I think it makes a huge, huge difference. So here's Jim Brown's five big F's that are part of the scenario that make you happy. Faith, family, food, fixing flats, and football. And I love basketball. I'm a big basketball fan. You know, I have the great claim to fame of being Dean Smith, the great basketball coach, University of North Carolina's first recruit for you folks up in Statesville and other parts of North Carolina. Listen to us, Mauxville up that way. I wasn't much of a basketball player, but I'm legitimately his first recruit. Hey, we're out of time today. There's still a lot more things to talk about. We'll continue next week. Sure glad you joined us. Again, welcome to you folks up in Alaska, Fairbanks. Sure hope you'll listen regularly there at KFAR at 6:60 a.m. Have a good week, folks. I'll be here same time, same station next week. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Come on next week. You know what we'll do? We'll make some more common sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.